课堂听 class.com。
Part 1. Directions. In Part 1, you will hear a short conversation between two people. After each conversation, a third person will ask a question about what was said. You will hear the conversation only one time, so you must listen to it carefully to what each person says. After you hear the conversation and the question, read the four possible answers in your test booklet and pick the one which best answers the question. Then look on the answer sheet for the number to the question and fill in the oval that corresponds to the letter of your answer choice. Listen to an example. You will hear,
Have you called Pete?
I'll call him as soon as I get home.
Question. What does the man mean?
You will read, A. He will call Pete before he goes home. B. He will call Pete after he gets home. C. He will call Pete at home. D. He will call Pete tomorrow. You learn from the conversation that the man will call Pete as soon as he gets home. The best answer to the question, what does the man mean, is B. He will call Pete after he gets home. Therefore, the correct answer is B. Now continue listening to the tape. TOEFL Part 1. I was surprised when you told me that Connie and David had become good friends.
I know. They didn't used to get along well, did they?
Question. What does the woman mean? Two. Excuse me, Amy. Is it possible for us to switch our shifts this week?
Which day do you want to switch to?
Question. What does the woman imply? Three. Do you want to see if I can get tickets to the football game next week?
I don't think we stand a chance, but try anyway.
Question. What does the woman mean? Four. You should persuade Alex to change his major.
Why? He's mature enough to make up his own mind.
Question. What does the woman mean? Five. Why did Sue change her schedule?
So she could leave from a closer airport.
Question. What does the woman imply about Sue?
Six. Marcus didn't get the score he wanted.
But he did pass the test.
Question. What are they saying about Marcus? Seven. What does Rich want?
He wants some ice for his sore shoulder.
Question. What does the man imply about Rich?
Eight. These gloves look good as a gift for my nephew, but I don't know if they will fit.
Look, it says one size fits all.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Nine. Oh, this line is for tickets to the wrong show.
We'd better move to the other line.
Question. What are the people going to do? I'm glad I called to check on the time for picking Sue up.
Was the plane delayed again?
Question. What does the man imply about Sue? I have so much to do.
Take it easy. School doesn't start until next week.
Question. What does the man mean?
Here's our telephone bill.
Good. Why don't you figure out your calls, and I'll pay the rest.
Question. What does the woman mean? You made a reservation for 10, right?
I sure did.
Question. What does the woman mean? I feel great today. Shall we go to the beach?
After the plumber finishes his work. He's coming shortly.
Question. What does the woman mean?
None of us enjoyed the movie very much.
I did.
Question. What does the man mean? Hi, Roger. Good to see you again. So you're back at school now.
I'm still recovering, so I'm taking only 2 classes for the time being.
Question. What does the man mean? I just learned something really exciting.
What, Sylvia?
Question. What does the man want to know? You didn't stay up late last night, did you?
Not late, just all night.
Question. What does the man imply? Do you have to go to the meeting tonight?
I don't have to, but I'd like to know more about the university.
Question. What does the man imply?
Aren't you ready yet?
Almost. Hang on a bit.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Dozens of people signed up for the workshop.
But only a few showed up, didn't they?
Question. What does the man imply?
You don't want to start graduate school right after graduation, do you?
Well, actually, I do.
Question. What does the woman mean? 23. Do you know how to get there?
I think so, but give me the directions, just in case.
Question. What is the man probably going to do? Twenty-four. Would you please drop this book at the library for me when you go to school?
I would if I were going, but I have to work today.
Question. What does the woman imply? Twenty-five. Hey, Linda, how long are you staying this time?
Oh, I'm here for good now.
Question. What does the woman mean? 2. Directions. In part 2, you will hear longer conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will be asked some questions. You will hear the conversation and questions only once, so listen carefully to what is said. After you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers in your test book and decide which one is the best answer to the question you heard. Then, on your answer sheet, fill in the number of the question and fill in the oval that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Answer all questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. Listen to the example. You will hear questions 1 and 2 are based on the following conversations between two friends at school. Hi, Joni. Where are you going?
Oh, hi, Paul. I'm on my way to the library.
I just wondered if you wanted to go to a movie with me.
I'd love to, but I can't. I can't believe all the work I have this semester. I only have 3 classes, but in all of them I have lots of reading, term papers, reports, and essay exams. It's incredible. I feel like I'll never get through everything.
That's terrible. I felt that way last year when I had term papers to write. But this semester seems much easier. I spend a lot of time in class, but most of it is in labs doing experiments. I hated writing all those term papers. Can't I talk you into going to the show anyway? I've heard that the movie over at the East Auditorium is really good. It's a murder mystery.
Oh, now I'm sure I won't go. I might go to a comedy, but I hate murder mysteries.
Now listen to a sample question number 1.
Where is the woman going?
In the test booklet, you will read A. To the cafeteria. B. To the movie theater. C. To her dorm room. D. To the library. The best answer to the question, where is the woman going, is D. To the library. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Now listen to sample question number 2.
Which best describes the man's feeling about his classes?
You will read A. Term papers are easy for him. B. He has lots of essay exams. C. He finds lab experiments easier than writing term papers. D. He is busier this semester than last semester. The best answer to the question, which best describes the man's feeling about his classes, is C. He finds lab experiments easier than writing term papers. Therefore, the correct answer is C. Now listen to the text. Part 2. Questions 26 through 29 are based on the following conversation. Hi, Katrina. What are you up to?
Not much, Greg. How are things with you?
Pretty decent. I wanted to know if you could do me a favor.
What do you need?
I finished my exams, and I have to catch a flight early tomorrow morning. I was wondering if you could give me a ride to the airport.
No problem. I'll be driving right by there. What time do you need to be there?
My flight leaves at 7 a.m., and I should get there 30 minutes before it leaves.
I guess we should leave at about 6 o'clock then.
Thanks, Katrina. I really appreciate it.
I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 in front of the dorm.
Question 26. Why did the man want to talk to the woman?
At what time does the man's flight leave?
28. Where will the two students meet tomorrow morning?
29. Why is the man leaving tomorrow morning?
30 through 33 are based on the following conversation.
Excuse me, waiter, but I think there is something in my soup.
What's wrong?
Well, I think I saw an insect or something when I was spooning out the noodles. Could you please bring me another bowl?
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'll get you another bowl.
Thank you.
Here you are, a fresh bowl of soup.
Thanks a lot.
I'm very sorry this happened. I'll tell you what, I won't charge you for the soup today.
That's great. I can use a free lunch.
Good. I hope you'll come again.
I'll do that. Thanks.
Question 30. What is the conversation mainly about?
31. What is the man's occupation?
32. Why did the woman get the attention of the man?
33. At the end of the conversation, how does the woman feel?
34 through 37 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Tom.
How's it going, Mary?
Great. I just finished my last exam for the semester. And now I'm going home to get ready for summer break. What about you?
I'll finish my last exam this afternoon. I'm on my way to the library now to finish studying for it. Where are you going this summer?
I'm planning to work in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. I'll be studying whales.
That sounds like a great job. I'll be working nearby on the coast of Nantucket.
What are you planning to do on the coast?
My uncle owns a restaurant there, so I'll be working as a waiter at night and then helping him do some accounting a few days each week. I have to save a lot of money for the next school year. Maybe we can get together and go to the beach this summer, since we'll be living near each other.
That sounds good. I'll be working on a boat during July, and I won't return to shore for the entire month. But in June and later in August, I'll be working in the laboratories, and I could drive up and see you in Nantucket.
Okay. My uncle tells me June is the best time to go there before the town gets too crowded with tourists. Give me a call before you leave tomorrow, and I'll give you a phone number where I can be reached this summer.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Good luck with your exam.
Thanks. Question 34. Where is the woman going to work for the summer?
35. Where will the man be working during the summer?
36. What is the woman going to study?
Thirty-seven. Why can't the woman visit the man in the month of July?
38-40 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Ed. Are you in town for another job interview?
Yes. I'm pretty hopeful this time. I've just finished my second interview with this company.
That sounds great. I hope it works out for you. But wasn't it expensive just getting here?
No. In fact, the company is paying all my expenses. They've put me up in a hotel downtown.
How nice. How many people are they interviewing?
Well, they interviewed 16 the first time, and now 4 of us were chosen to come back for this interview.
It sounds like you have a good chance to be selected then.
I hope so. The manager told me he would call us on Monday.
Well, I hope it goes well. John and I would love it if you came to this area to work.
I would too. But my girlfriend doesn't want to leave her family. She hopes I'll find a job close to home.
Oh dear, what a decision.
I'm trying to convince her of how good it is to live here. But anyway, I've got to wait until Monday to find out whether I even have the chance.
Good luck.
Question 38. How does the man seem to feel after this interview?
Thirty-nine. How many people have been asked for a second interview?
40. What does the man's girlfriend want? 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear talks by a single person. After each talk, you will be asked some questions. You will hear the talks and questions only once, so listen carefully to what is said. After you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers in your test book and decide which one is the best answer to the question you heard. Then, find the number of the question in your answer sheet and fill in the oval that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Answer all of the questions on what is stated or implied in the talk. Listen to this sample talk. You will hear...
Questions 1-4 are based on the following announcements. At this university, we offer 3 different programs for students who have children. For those of you with very young children, we have a daycare program that takes infants from 3 months to 30 months. We have another program for children between 2 and 5 years of age. And we also have an after-school program for school-age children. Enrollment in these childcare programs is limited, and early application is essential, since our programs often have waiting lists. The fees are on an hourly basis. If any of you new students need these services, please let me know right away so I can get you an application form.
Now listen to a sample question number 1.
What is the main purpose of this announcement?
You will read A. To demonstrate tutoring techniques. B. To explain school policies. C. To recruit child care workers. D. To explain a service. The best answer to the question, what is the purpose of this announcement, is D. To explain a service. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Now listen to a sample question number 2.
What does the speaker recommend?
You will read A. Give your child extra tutoring. B. Take your child to the program today. C. Apply as soon as you can. D. Pay next month. The best answer to the question, What does the speaker recommend is C. Apply as soon as you can. Therefore, the correct answer is C. Now listen to the talks. Part 3. Questions 41 through 44 are based on the following talk.
I am pleased to welcome you to the Institute of Natural History for today's conference on the origins of insects. The Institute has been involved in the past in the study of dinosaurs that once lived in the southwestern region of the United States. For the past 5 years, however, a group of researchers here have turned from studying dinosaurs to investigating fossil remains of an animal we believe might be the parent of all insects. The Institute's team of researchers is working with an Australian group that discovered an animal called Euthycarcinoid, or the straight crab. The Australians have been working at a site in Murchison Gorge, Australia, and they have uncovered several fossils that predate the earliest known fossils of insects by more than 50 million years. This candidate for the earliest insect, the straight crab, has a similar structure to insects, with 6 legs and hard shells. The American team has been investigating several sites in the southwestern United States, and we believe that they might have found a fossil of the straight crab that could be older than the one found at Murchison Gorge. With us today is Dr. Sawyer, the lead researcher with the Institute's field crew, to explain what the American team has found.
Question 41. What is the main purpose of the discussion?
What kinds of people are most likely to be listening to this conversation?
43. Which does the speaker say might be the descendants of the straight crab?
44. What will probably be discussed next?
45 through 48 are based on the following talk. Today we begin a new topic in our course on the survival of young animals, and I'd like to start with an explanation of a common misconception. Many people have heard that crocodiles eat their own babies. Well, in fact, they don't. What happens is that the mother crocodiles take all their newly hatched youngsters into their mouths in order to carry them to the safety of the water. The reason this is necessary is that the female crocodile must leave the water in order to hatch her eggs. She goes to the beach and digs a hole approximately 10 inches deep. She then lays her eggs in the hole and covers them with soil, using her body and tail to pat down the earth. While she guards her nest during the day and night for about 12 weeks, the sun heats the soil and hardens it. Then, when the baby crocodiles hatch, they find it almost impossible to get out, and they begin yelping and croaking. The mother hears them and rips open the nest. Then she takes the young into a pouch of skin in her lower jaw and carries them to the safety of the ocean water before she releases them.
Question 45. What does the speaker say is the common misconception about crocodile mothers?
46. Where do the young hatch?
47. Why does the crocodile put her babies in her mouth?
48. How long does the mother wait for the young to hatch? Questions 49 through 52 are based on the following talk.
The writing assignment for this class is a 10 to 12 page research paper. I want you to imagine that you are low-level officials in the United States State Department who have been asked to research a policy issue for the government so that others can make a decision on it. You must do your research, write your argument, and conclude the paper with your recommendations for the policy the United States should adopt. By the middle of the term, I expect all of you to have discussed a potential topic with your teaching assistant. There are two possible ways to complete this assignment. The first way, and the one I recommend for first-year students, is to hand in a rough draft of the paper to your teaching assistant during the week of April 6th. She will give you advice on how to improve that first draft. The papers will be returned the following week, and your final draft will be collected the week of April 20th. For those of you who do not want to write a rough draft, the paper is due the week of April 13th. Your teaching assistant will be explaining more about these final assignments in your next section meeting.
Question 49. How long does the paper have to be?
By when must the students discuss a potential topic with their teaching assistants?
Why are first-year students advised to write a rough draft?
52. When is the paper due for those not writing a rough draft?
53 through 55 are based on the following talk. I always like to begin the first day of class with some English literature that is less serious and somewhat playful. Winnie the Pooh, a book of tales about a happy little bear named Pooh and his friends, captures what is at the heart of all good literature, the story. It was written by A.A. Milne in the finest of storytelling traditions. The author wrote these stories over 60 years ago for his son, Christopher Robin, who serves as the model for this little boy in the tales. The tales of Pooh, his best friend Piglet, and the other animals are treasures for children of all ages. The story of how Milne came up with the name Winnie the Pooh is interesting and worth discussing here before we try our hand at reading these stories aloud. Milne and his son would visit the polar bears at the London Zoo. Young Christopher would talk to the gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper would then unlock a series of doors, allowing Milne and his son to see a small furry bear named Winnie. The real Christopher Robin loved Winnie so much that his father made him the main character of this collection of tales.
Question 53. What general subject is this lecture most likely a part of?
54. Who is Milne?
55. Where did the author get the idea for the main character of his book?